For breakfast. For breakfast.
It has been dominating news around the world. It is the cricket scandal that's rocked us all early hours of Sunday morning. The CEO of Cricket Australia had sent some people to South Africa, then decided it was probably prudent for himself to jump on a plane and head there so that he could front the press and give an update on what is happening. And James Sutherland did exactly that around 3 hours ago. And we've got a little bit of that for you, thanks to the Night Chef with Luke Boner. This is the main talking point from James Sutherland about those involved in the scandal and what will happen from here on in.
The key finding is that prior knowledge of the ball tampering incident was limited to three players: Captain Steve Smith, Vice Captain David Warner, and Cameron Bancroft. No other players or support staff had prior knowledge. And this includes Darren Lehman, who, despite inaccurate media reports, has not resigned from his position. He will continue to coach the Australian men's team under his current contract. The players involved have officially been reported for breaching Cricket Australia's code of conduct under Article 2.3.5. The substance of the offence can be covered by terms, and I paraphrase somewhat from the article: conduct at any time that is contrary to the spirit of the game, unbecoming of a representative, harmful to the interests of the game, or brings the game into disrepute. Once the investigation has concluded in the next 24 hours, sanctions will be announced and we'll go through the Cricket Australia Code of Conduct process, and I'll come back to that in a moment. All three players who have been reported will leave South Africa tomorrow. Their replacements in the Australian squad for the fourth test here in Johannesburg will be Matthew Renshaw, Glenn Maxwell and Joe Burns. Replacement players will arrive in South Africa over the next 24 hours. Tim Payne has been officially appointed captain of the Australian men's test team. In regard to the three players on report, I want to stress that we are contemplating significant sanctions in each case. These sanctions will reflect the gravity with which we view what has occurred and the damage it has done to the standing of Australian cricket. I fully understand the appetite for urgency for more detail. However, urgency must be balanced with due process, given the serious implications for all involved. In addition to sanctions for individuals, Cricket Australia will take the opportunity to review the conduct and culture of our professional teams. And naturally, this will involve consultation with relevant experts.
So that is the main piece of information from the CEO of Cricket Australia, James Sutherland. The whole press conference going for around 6 minutes or so. He, at this stage, still unable to tell us exactly what fate belies the three players that they have named, but we will certainly find that out in due course. And hopefully this slowly but surely starts to bring this whole thing to a close.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. And apparently Bangladesh police have detained a man who faked his own murder on social media using fruit juice's imitation blood to avoid paying out a $2,500 cricket bet. A video of the man's purported murder was shared some 10,000 times within days, prompting a hunt for his body. He even hired a film makeup artist, who's an occasional videographer, to film his murder after he lost the bet on the trophy final between Bangladesh and India. Police claim three people are seen in the video using red fruit juice syrup as fake blood on his body, with photos of a cut throat being shared on social media. The man sent the film anonymously to the person to whom he lost the cricket bet to. The case unravelled after police arrested the makeup artist Saturday, and the next day the man was detained. Faking your own death to get out of paying a bet on a cricket match? Not good, but I guess it could have been worse.
Obviously today was a big mistake on my behalf and on the leadership group's behalf as well.
And two pilots flying on separate planes have reported seeing a UFO as they flew over Arizona last month. Audio clips of the pilot speaking to an air traffic controller reveal that the two men had spotted a craft that wasn't an aeroplane as they flew near the Arizona-New Mexico border.
A UFO.
The sighting was about 500 miles from Roswell, New Mexico, which is famed for its 1947 UFO crash. So naturally, many people are now convinced this is proof of aliens. But I don't know. I've actually come across some audio from a little earlier in the day of the same two pilots.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Dave's not here.
You cannot be serious.
Well, this is a fantastic little award, and just at the right time, I would suggest and I would say that I've got a very proud mayor of the Gundawindi Shire, Graham Shire, on the line right now, as they were awarded the best country town in Queensland by the Australian magazine just before Easter on the McIntyre happens, and Graham's on the line. G'day, Graham.
Morning, Ray. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Very well. You must be chuffed with this little award.
I love it. An unbelievable announcement to come our way. You know, anyone from out here would have always said that we knew that, but you know, and everyone's got their pride in their own town. But to be recognised by one of the Australia's greatest known demographers in Bernard South, and you know, you just can't buy this recognition, and we're very, very thrilled. And particularly, as you mentioned, just at the right time, coming into Easter with these 800 skier visitors coming to town, of which some are already here.
Were you aware that you were in the running for this award at all?
Look, we didn't even know that it was even being conducted. It was done, they did an assessment of some 1,850 towns, Australia-wide, and they picked one for each state. We didn't know until the magazine came out and told us that it had been completed.
That is absolutely fantastic. And obviously, as you say, just at the right time, you've got the Australian National Ski Championships about to get underway there and Easter on the McIntyre. How are things shaping up for all of that?
Oh, it looks great. Look, you had the state title section of it was completed yesterday, and I believe there were two records broken at those state titles, so that's all going well. You know, it was a bit tough to go about the water in the water park, but we managed to get enough to the satisfactory level. And as the Weekend magazine says, you know, this weekend typifies just the community spirit that gets involved with everything to do with this Easter and the McIntyre and the marvellous fireworks that blast the bridge. And all the community groups, you know, Apex Rotary, Lions, Guides, Scouts, the whole lot, everyone, the Customs House, Museum people, everyone gets involved in the sporting clubs. And everyone's got something on for someone, and it's just a great community weekend. It typifies the culture of Gundawindi, I think.
All right, well, looks like a perfect time to be down around the river with Gundawindi heading for a top of 35 degrees today. It'll be absolutely beautiful down there by the McIntyre, and plenty of opportunity to get down there over the Easter break and be a part of Easter on the McIntyre, a huge program. You can check out all the details online and those National Ski Championships as well. But, Graham, congratulations on being named Best Country Town in Queensland and well-deserved for the lovely town of Gundawindi.
Thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you later on.
Absolutely will. Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.
Music, celebrities, sport, gossip. The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs Triple M.
A toxicology report from Prince's autopsy shows he had what multiple experts call an exceedingly high concentration of fentanyl in his body when he died. Prince was 57 when he was found alone and unresponsive in an elevator at his Paisley Park estate on the 21st of April 2016. Public data released 6 weeks after his death showed he died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 times more powerful than heroin. The report says the concentration of fentanyl in Prince's blood was 67.8 micrograms per litre, while the report explains that fatalities have been documented in people with blood levels ranging from 3 to 58 micrograms per litre. Last week, the lead prosecutor in the county where Prince died said in a statement that he was reviewing law enforcement reports and would make a decision on whether to charge anyone in the near future. The Big Bang Theory's spin-off show, Young Sheldon, finally aired in Australia last night, and it was a ratings smash. The hit show, which regularly attracts more than 15 million viewers per episode of the US, finally arrived in Australia last night. Young Sheldon, debuting on the Nine Network, was the most watched program on Australian TV, with some 1 million viewers after it started airing in the US back in September last year. The show is a prequel to The Big Bang Theory and gives an insight into Sheldon Cooper's childhood in Texas.
What the hell are you doing out there?
George, language.
What language?
I was exploring dimensional kinematics.
Admit it, he's adopted.
How can I be adopted when I have a twin sister? Think, monkey. Think.
With both shows proving to be so popular, fans are wondering if there'll ever be a crossover, and young Sheldon might pop up in a flashback scene in The Big Bang Theory. According to a show insider, it is a possibility, but the same insider also suggested that season 12 may very well be the last for The Big Bang Theory. And Alice Cooper was once known as the godfather of shock rock due to his wild onstage performances that included deadly snakes and fake blood. But the rocker says he turned his lifestyle of drugs and alcohol around some 37 years ago and now says he was saved by Jesus. Describing his life nearly four decades ago, the 70-year-old said, "Everything that could go wrong was shutting down inside of me. I was drinking with Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and trying to keep up with Keith Moon, and they all died at 27. But he added, without the church, he may not be here." And that's the latest.